The risen Lord has appeared to his followers as they are gathered together, and he has rebuked them for their stubborn refusal to believe. Now, he's going to tell them what the next steps are. I wonder what instructions he's going to give them.
He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
This is the short version of what we call the Great Commission. Now, it's important to understand that in its proper context, when Jesus tells his disciples to preach the gospel to all creation, the gospel specifically refers to what he has achieved at the cross. And by the cross, I mean both his atoning death and resurrection. The cross is both the culmination and manifestation of everything Jesus taught. That's why in the longer version of the Great Commission that we find in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells them to teach all nations to obey everything he has commanded them. Here, Jesus tells his followers what to do, where to do it, and the instructions for how to do it. The what is to go. The where is into all the world. And the instructions are to preach the gospel to all creation. It's significant that just after rebuking them for their stubborn refusal to believe, instead of firing them, Jesus gives them the greatest job ever. No matter where you're at in your relationship with Jesus, he's calling you to do the same. "Get up and go," he says. "I have a job for you." When you realize that the gospel is such great good news, you won't be able to help yourself from answering the call of the Lord. You too will go into all the world and announce the gospel to all creation. Is that what you're doing right now? If you're not excited enough about the gospel to do it, could it be that you still haven't really understood it?